Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm here with Buzz and Oscar, Mark.
Hey.
Big news today as Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder makes a big purchase. Not a big free agent for the team, Mark.
No,
not at all. What he's purchased is a yacht.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, yes.
A big yacht?
224 feet. It's called the Lady Anne, and it cost him $70 million.
Whoa.
It is one of the 100 largest yachts in the world.
That's big money.
Check this out. A spiral five-story staircase, six staterooms that can accommodate a dozen guests, a master suite with rare marble, a library, and a gym.
Wow.
Now, I could talk about this all day, but wouldn't it be better if we went live to the Lady Anne and spoke to the man in question? I believe he is there. Mr. Snyder, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey. Hi, Dan.
Oh. Hey.
How you doing,
Mr.
buddy?
Snyder, how are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm here on my yacht.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
I'm in the engine compartment.
You're on the Lady Anne?
I'm on the Lady Anne. Oh, what nice. A beautiful ship she is.
Congratulations on a great season thus far.
You know what? We're so excited, and now that we're 3-1, I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
I think we're going to the Super Bowl.
Going
yay!
Bowl.
Oh, absolutely,
yay,
yeah.
Yay, yay.
Oh, he's very happy.
So, in this economy, is $70 million a bargain for a yacht of that size?
It's pin money.
Really?
Yeah, don't worry about it. $70 million is nothing. I poop $70 million.
Wow.
You know?
How many times does that take?
But I'm really going to use it for the business.
Oh, wow.
How is it a business?
Mr. Snyder, really, in this economy, should you be spending that kind of money on a luxury? I mean, with people going around saying, eat the rich?
Hey, you know, the fact is, if I can bump my ticket prices up by $2, that pays for that baby. And you know what? If I can't get it on the tickets, I get it on the back end of the parking. And if I can't get it on the back end of the parking, I get it on a concession.
Well,
that's the way that works.
How much would it cost, in theory? You're a business guy.
I'm a businessman. I'm a savvy businessman, baby.
Let's say I wanted to take the Lady Anne to a Redskins game.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to park the Lady Anne, say, in gold parking?
The value of the ship is $70 million.
Right.
So that would cost to cost the carry the one for. The ship would cost you $70 million to park.
It costs the same amount as the ship.
It's kind of what I'm shooting for. I hopefully envision the day where people coming to FedEx Field. I don't know how I got this New York accent.
I like it.
I envision the day when people coming to FedEx Field will pay for parking the entire value of their automobiles. That's
just a
boy can dream.
Do you encourage carpooling?
Hey, you know, why are you talking about cars when I'm on my yacht? I thought you wanted to talk about my new boat. I'm down here in the engine compartment.
It's beautiful. It's a quiet engine.
Thank you.
I feel like your approach to this yacht is it's reminiscent of the way you approach free agents in the past.
Absolutely. The bigger the better. The glitzier the better. The bigger name, the bigger splash. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm a tiny man.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
The fact is, I'm not large, so I live large. Yeah.
So size is important to you?
Size is very important to me, and that's why I'm standing here in the engine compartment of the Lady Anne with wonderful little engines.
You know,
Have you had any guests on the Lady Anne?
I haven't had any guests. I was wondering if you wanted me to give you a tour, Rob.
Yeah, I would
that's
like that.
That's why I mentioned the engine compartment four times.
Oh, Mr. Snyder with
sorry
the language.
Sorry about that. I guess Mark's going to have to edit. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to have a tour of the Lady Anne.
All right, where would you like to go first? I'm down here in the engine compartment.
I'd like, can you get us up to, like, the ballroom?
Yeah, I have to go up to these stairs here.
Sure.
And, this is the engine compartment. I'm like,
come on.
Oh.
Come on.
He's got to really climb up there.
Come on, you can do it.
I can't reach.
Come on, big boy.
So how did you? How did you get down there?
Help.
Oh, no.
Help.
Use your big boy legs.
What happened was I jumped.
Yeah.
I jumped down here. And now I can't get up.
Can't get up
again.
Help.
Help.
He's very tiny.
Yeah. Help me. Oh, no. I'm going to die down here.
You know, don't you have a little Stewart little airplane that you can use?
Yeah. I don't.
You know, if we eat the rich, you're an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, no. Help me. Help me. And we're going to the Super Bowl, S&D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
I was a paratrooper for a long while. A lot of people know of my exploits in the paratroops. One time, the sergeant is getting instructions to all the soldiers how to use a parachute. He said, look, you guys, you jump out of the plane, you count to 10, pull the ripcord, the chute will open and float you down with the equipment. But one little paratrooper didn't hear the sergeant too well, and besides, he stuttered a little bit when he talked, and he walked over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant. Oh, hi. Ted. Oh, hi. Ted, you say we were supposed. Oh, hi. Ted, you say we were supposed to count to. Sergeant looked at him and said, you better count to one.
Hello. Hello again. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Not Bill Cosby, right?
No, Red Fox.
Ah. Red Fox.
From one of his legendary party albums.
How high. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Piper Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, October 5, 2011. And we are over 9.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Woot. Our show is brought to you by iConfidential.com. A fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show with $1 million coverage. They've got the same security as your bank. We tell you that every day. iConfidential is a very safe way to organize anything you can think of, really. You can take your passports, your driver's, all 30 of them.
All if of you your happen passports?
To be a, if you happen to be an international spy.
Yes, like if you're us. Peter Lorre and you're traversing the Orient
you have your
30 passports.
Your tax returns.
All 10 of your, yes, your tax returns. Term paper information.
Yes. Right.
That's what somebody used it for. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. You can store your files and grab them anywhere.
Grab
but
them
Mike,
in the
it's,
sky.
It's more of a virtual grab than what you were doing there.
Well, I was just I was doing my physical interpretation of a virtual grab.
For a second, I thought you were stuck in a box.
Hey, I'm moving chance. I'm a mime.
Or reaching for the hatch.
Yes, the hatch to the ship. Anyway, grab them anywhere. 40 gig of organized storage now have all your important stuff available on demand. And 40 gig.
That's a lot.
That is a
that's
lot.
A plenty, huge pal. Ton.
It's available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. On the show today, we'll get an update on Iowa 2011. Yay. I shouldn't call it Iowa.
Road trip 2011. That's right.
I love Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad we're going to Iowa.
It's our destination.
But we're taking Iowa out of the name.
This is okay. about the okay. journey, not the destination.
Because what it is, ladies and gentlemen, is Road Trip 2011. Yes, sirree. By the end of the trip, we're going to kill each other.
Yeah. Right, like,
that's right. Yesterday, Mr. French had a very specific mission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He went out to Fairfax to visit the RV.
RJ and the RV.
Although he will be challenged with this, we're going to ask him to describe what he saw.
Okay. I didn't know the RV was receiving visitors. Well, Let's go visit the RV.
Wow. Let me tell you something, Rob. Let me tell you the way this intranet works.
Yeah.
You can go out and you can see something that looks really incredible with a photograph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you can get a price on it that fits your budget nicely.
Right. Yeah.
And then you can go out and decide you want to check it out.
Uh-huh.
And the only time you're really going to know what it is for sure is when you are eyeballing that thing and putting your hands on it.
I've seen this one. I try to find a chippy on Craigslist. I mean, they look so good.
When you're trying to find one of your whores?
Yeah, when I'm out looking for a hooker, and they look so good online.
I know.
And they meet your money. The price is good.
Yeah. There's that Facebook picture that shows this beautiful blonde with amazing cleavage.
Yes.
And then they said, above. Facebook personality, real personality,
yeah.
And then you see her,
yes.
And she's massive.
Yeah, huge. A comically wide
40
ass.
40 gig big.
Or comically wide.
If you've ever gotten an adult entertainer to come to a friend's house,
yes.
You have to specifically say, I want the girl from the picture.
Or your own house.
Right. Well, you would go to your own house.
But, I mean, we've all been disappointed that way. And it's the same thing that can happen with an RV.
Exactly.
So it was necessary for Mr. French to go.
This is, Mike, this is how an RV is like a stripper. Don't you see? You want the RV in the picture.
Check out her measurements.
It was necessary for Mr. French to go out and check out the RV.
Uh-huh.
And Ronick couldn't go with him. I couldn't go with him. We were all going to go out and look at it together.
Right. Uh-huh.
But this is almost better because now I'm going to see the thing and everybody's going to see the thing the morning it's outside. Now, the problem is... RJ, how difficult is that going to be like to put out on the street here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was mapping that while I was driving in this morning, and I think the best straight
in routine is going to be down Grant Avenue.
Grant Avenue.
Take a deep breath.
Running start.
I'm good, Mike. I'm good.
Okay, now first of
all, words in different places where they're not supposed to be.
You know, it's funny is if we look at the situation geographically.
What?
Someone send me a professional.
Send him a professional.
That doesn't even make sense. If we look at the situation geographically, I'm sitting between you and RJ.
Yes.
Let me serve that way as well.
A translator.
Yes.
Yes.
Because what you said is
he's
how
affecting you. It's like when you play tennis with somebody that's a worse player.
What you asked was, how hard is it going to be to get it here on the street? And what he answered with was his method. But what he really should have said is, we can do it as long as we drive it the right way.
Okay.
Okay, do you have another question for RJ?
So when you say if we do it the right way, if... But I mean, like, parking it right out on the street out in front of the O'Mara Studios, how is that going to work?
All
is
right,
that...
RJ, can we parallel park it in front of the house?
We have to measure our distance to the curb, and that's what I want to verify.
Mike, he doesn't know.
Yeah, this is
good job, Rob. The RV really is 43 feet long.
Well, length doesn't matter. Well,
that's what I keep saying.
Yeah. Well, you see, Mike,
length doesn't matter, but
it's the height.
What is the girth?
Well, it's the width.
Yes, that's what
it's
she
really
said.
How you move the RV.
That's right.
And how long the RV lasts.
Yeah.
Wow, we're really going far.
There's no way that you haven't had trucks out on Grand Avenue.
I just saw, and I S you not, 2 seconds before I ran in, I was almost run over by a dump truck. The size of, and this is a construction dump truck.
Yeah, I've seen the big ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we, if we pull it over to the side, are people going to be able to get by it?
Well, are you thinking in the side or in the front?
Okay. I don't think you put it out on Portner. I think you put it on Grant.
Can you parallel
why don't
front
you give me
Grant?
Your address?
What? Yeah. Everybody was talking at the same time. What?
Yes, we can park it in front.
I think that's probably the best way to go.
Yes,
we have no choice. We got to get our stuff on it.
Coming in off of our right turn to get in front of your house is going to be the straightest method, and we leave straight out onto a two-lane road to 66.
Right, right.
Mike, why don't you give your house number out?
I didn't give any address names.
No,
people know where I live.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Come on.
So Wednesday next week is the date.
All right.
Hit that music again, Rob. I love that.
We're hitting the road.
We're hitting the road, and... the RV, you saw it yesterday.
Yes, I did.
I almost hesitate to do this.
Don't hesitate.
It's okay.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, here we go. Mike, you're going to love the best part that I saved for first.
Hold on.
Let's stop
first.
That right there.
I
want to
recap
that. Break down that sentence. Mike, you're going to love the last part that I saved for first.
I said the first part.
The first part that I saved for last, but first.
Anyway, forget all that. Here you go.
All right.
There are two. Count them. Two restrooms. There are
two bathrooms
in the back with a standalone shower and the commode. It's the width of the bus is the back.
And are we all in agreement? No poo.
Well,
right.
Number two announcement regarding that issue.
Number two.
Each restroom has its own exhaust fan, which is openable while we're traveling.
Openable?
Yeah, but
openable is a word.
The point
is openable a word.
The point for
openable is not a word.
You don't number bands don't number two on the bus.
Right.
You don't. We're not number.
But
two
I agree.
On the
we
bus.
Don't have to do that.
You just try to edge your way and let's do it because there's fans.
No, we are not.
We're not doing
pooping
it.
On the bus. No one is pooping on the bus.
Right.
We will pull the RV off to a rest stop
or
if somebody
a bush,
has to poop.
Or a, you know.
I agree.
Peeing is perfectly that's
of course.
That, of course.
Can we pee into the exhaust fan, which is openable?
Do you agree that we?
Oh, we all agree.
No dumping on the bus.
We all agree.
Even with the fan. Now, why you seem like you want to be able to dump on the bus?
No, I never said I wanted to because I already we already agreed that a stop would be in order anytime we need to do that.
Besides, he's driving.
Right.
If he's dumping, we have to
stop. So I might as well get off.
We have to stop anyway.
That's true. For quite
a
while.
Would think maybe, and we're in the last hour of the trip. It would be acceptable on our return home just to say we did it.
You.
There is not one person in this room that I want dumping on that bus.
Is there a person in the world?
I don't think so.
No.
A petite woman. Little rabbit pellet in there. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Rabbit pellet.
But that's not going to happen.
A petite woman with a high fiber diet?
Exactly. That would be fine. So two bathrooms. That means massive. This thing is huge.
Yeah. It is huge.
Massive.
What we haven't seen.
Are you scared about driving it now that you've seen it?
I've looked at it and I'm thinking, this is going to be fun. And yes, it's going to require a lot of attention. And I know I can do it. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right. So, you're going to be able to practice a little bit?
Well, we talked about that, but I have to work the schedule out to be able to do that. But
you talked about it with the owner?
With the owner. That's correct.
Is it going to take you on like a test drive?
It's actually going out on a lease before we get it. So,
that's right.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, of course it is. By a bunch of hairy people with pubic hair in the bed.
Right.
Mike, direct TV, which has a follow satellite rig while we're driving.
Do you mean DirecTV?
Uh-huh. DirecTV.
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 Direct from the sky.
It's better than Comcast.
But what he's saying is the satellite dish actually follows the satellite while you're in motion, so you can continue to watch programs you're moving on the road.
Oh, my God!
How cool is that?
Affirmative. Are you kidding me?
No, sir. And he had it
We're going to be able to watch, like, regular TV over the air while we're driving?
Mike, you won't miss the view!
It's not regular TV. It's DirecTV.
It's DirecTV.
So it's not Verizon.
It's not Verizon. Okay.
So you're telling me that I'll be able to watch The Good Wife while we're on the road?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
How special is that?
Yeah. That's even better than having Theo's.
That's good. So really, we don't have to worry about this whole DVD thing, right? But I mean, is the signal good?
There's two DVD players on each TV as well.
For the porn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Are you going to bring porn?
I will if you want me to.
No, that's gross. I don't want to watch porn with a bunch of guys on a bus.
I'm not much into that myself.
What are the sleeping quarters?
Well, here we go. So when I walk inside.
Oh, here we go.
Here's now the description of the inside. When we first saw the photos of it, the three expansion sections that push out. So the living room couch pushes out on one side.
When you're stationary, right. You don't want to do that when you're driving.
No.
Well, you can't see past the mirror, so you know you got to
hit the release. And
put the candle back.
Yes, that's right. But yes, when we stop, you have the expansion capability, and it's massive when it's open. You could have a dance. You have a dance floor in the middle there. You could have a party in this thing, and this is what the owner told me he does.
He has
parties when he parks this thing at events, races, football games. All this stuff. He brings it there, sets it up.
Mensa meetings.
Yes. So, sleeping arrangements. There's a full-size couch on one side, which opens up into a double. There's a smaller couch.
Who's bunking together?
Well, but, you know, you asked about sleeping arrangements.
I think you know.
So, seating arrangements is what I'm more concerned about while we're driving. Oh, so,
right.
I counted out. I think Mark and I talked about it. It looks like there's positions that, minus the driver, 8 people could sit behind us.
I want to sit on Mike's bed.
So, no. Anyway.
In shorts.
The bedroom is the third section that pops out that gives you more space in the bedroom as
right.
well.
Right. That's so cool. Yeah. Does the bedroom have DirecTV?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
I'll still try to interact
you know what?
With everybody.
Chances are you're going to have a better room than we will in any hotel.
That's true.
That's why I wanted to talk to you about this.
Yes,
Mike,
what?
Because if I have to guard the RV, maybe I'll just stay in the RV.
No.
Look at him.
No, you're not. You're not
sleep.
Staying.
He doesn't have to sleep in your bed. He can sleep in one of
the
other beds.
The pull-out,
Right.
Yeah.
Oscar, that was not the idea.
Oh, I just
You're not
figured.
Helping me here.
But Mike already claimed
For
the master's
sure.
bedroom.
I know he did.
What did he say claimed. About guarding the RV?
Recommendation is always just don't leave it alone.
Somebody should be.
Did he say that?
He didn't, but...
Did he stammer that long before he said it?
Wow. I don't bloody well stammer.
So anyway, so tell us anything else about it that you can think of.
It is sleek. It is modern. There's electric stuff all over this thing.
Clean, decent.
Oh, it has its own generator.
Can openers.
It has its own generator.
It has its own generator.
Electric stuff all over it.
That's right. An electric knife, vacuum outlets, cleaner.
And gas.
Trains.
Roomba.
It's diesel.
It is diesel. Yes.
All right, so... I can't think of anything else to ask RJ about the...
Sounds great.
I could if it was possible, but my brain has become so squashy.
One thing that was brought up that's great, lots of storage room underneath so we can pack all of our fabulous outfits.
And beer.
Stowaways.
Yes. Right.
And beer. Right. We're going to do that with the beer. So I'm concerned about you having to stay with the RV. If we go to a spot where it's like right outside the motel, you'll be okay with
it. I think I can settle this. Mike, if is it nice enough for Mike to spend the night in? Would he be comfortable in luxury spending the night in it if he were guarding it and that was his room?
Are you high? That's not going to happen.
No, it's what we talked about originally. Mike called shotgun on the master bedroom.
I actually called shotgun like when we're driving and stuff like that just to go back there and lie down.
But he doesn't want to stay there.
It's got a full-size shower in a bathroom that's the width of the entire...
Yeah, but I think that really I've been on RVs before. And even a full-size shower, I'd really rather...
You'd rather have a room,
a shower at 70 miles an hour is dicey at best.
I have been told that even guys that go on these luxury much bigger than this one, tour buses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They stop at motels.
Yeah.
And that's where they sleep and shower.
Well, do we agree that it's common sense that maybe RJ should spend the night in the trailer?
He should, just because you don't want anybody stealing this.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah. You want to do that?
Well, yeah. Here's the other
and
option.
And RJ will sleep in the double that we pull out.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
After we put up the red velvet rope that divides the bedroom from the rest of the RV.
Thank you very much.
We'll be fine.
Yes, I am being a diva.
Why does everybody seem upset at you?
At me?
Yes.
Everybody does seem upset.
I'm not.
No. I'm not at all.
No, I'm not upset.
Is it okay if we do
that? I think there's one person who's upset.
Who?
He might have trouble verbalizing it, but I think RJ's upset.
You want the master bedroom, RJ?
No. That has nothing
do you want the master bedroom?
It has nothing to do with what we're discussing right now.
You know, because really...
you haven't answered his question.
Yeah. Oh, does it have a washer on it?
It does have a washer-dryer combo.
Does it really?
What? Whoa, we can do our undies.
How much water do... Oh. Oh, that's, oh, I'm starting to
can
get
you rinse out a pair
already.
For me?
That is so nasty.
Just wring it out.
How much water does this
thing
take? I
did spend time talking about the infrastructure of the bus.
I'm sure you did because you're a nerd that way.
Well, because I have to operate it. You know,
owner operator.
How does it have like a big water tank?
Okay, Rob.
That is
would
so
you mute,
evil.
Would you mute 11, please?
No, I won't. I'm having too much fun. RJ, what of the infrastructure? Just brief. What of the infrastructure? Briefly.
RJ
comes in. He's going to snap one day.
Oh.
He's going to snap. Yeah,
good be today.
But until
snap
then,
from my throat.
So much fun.
Yeah, I know.
RJ, what about the infrastructure?
Yes, it exists. No, I asked things like draining the tank and all of that
which
stuff.
Which are smart questions.
He says it's probably enough storage there. You won't have to do it the entire trip. Especially since we won't be using it for number two. Number ones will just accumulate the fluid as we, you know.
Number two.
Oh, that's the sewage
number
tank.
Number two.
Yes,
will
the sewage
just
tank.
Accumulate
now, do
the
we
fluid.
Carry water with us? Do we
number
have to hook
twos,
up?
So
we
hold
have...
on. I like to spotlight
all right,
these sentences.
All right.
Number twos will just accumulate the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he meant to say number was wise. The number ones yes, would yes. just accumulate since we're not doing number two.
Right.
I have a prediction.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That we all this eat is, asparagus?
No, it's my number my number one
number
prediction.
One?
I guarantee you we will have to empty that tank.
You think?
I guarantee we will have to empty that tank.
Hell, based on me and RJ alone.
That's going to be filled with vomit.
That's why I asked how to do it.
It's a stone cold lock. We will have to empty that. We'll have to empty it before we get to Pittsburgh. I mean, that's absolutely true. That's the way it's going to work.
Let's just keep the drain open.
Though. Now, as far as the driving,
find our way home.
Did you sit in the driver's seat?
Yes, I started it. I got down to the operations of putting it in gear and putting it in park and all of those things. So, yes, I'm comfortable.
Is it a manual transmission or an automatic?
It is an automatic, but you also have the ability to...
An
like
automatic.
Anything. It is an automatic, yes.
You know
not
what's
going to
be
automatic.
The scariest thing for me?
One. Scariest thing is listening to him talk and realizing he's got our lives in his hands.
Yep.
That's terrifying me right
well,
now.
It's going to be even scarier when we go down through Ohio and Pittsburgh where they have these grades that... Truckers themselves have like they have a hard time maneuvering because when you go down a extreme grade, you have to slow down a certain
the mountains
a certain
Pennsylvania
speed,
be the toughest
so you don't turn when you turn you don't flip over a jackknife. That's what's going to be scary.
Great.
Well, it's difficult to jackknife a vehicle with four wheels.
Right, but we could roll it.
Yes, we sure could, Buzz.
And I've talked to the driver about this, and there is in fact air brakes and exhaust brakes as you have on diesels that help you for downhill grades. And I've learned how to
I'm scared
that.
Now,
don't be
Oscar.
Scared. No, you know, when
I'm
I went scared.
Just putting it out there.
When I went to grade
you
one,
really,
I'm just saying.
I, you know my self-preservation instinct. You have tapped into that, and now I'm scared.
No, here's what we'll do. When I went to Graceland and went
we're not going through many mountains, are we?
Well,
just in Pennsylvania. Well,
I've driven to Pennsylvania. Yeah. There are grades.
When
yes,
I
there
toward...
are grades. I've driven it, too, and I know exactly one curve.
Yeah, dead man's curve.
It's where this, where the intersection, it's a CF, let me tell you, the way they designed this.
Why are we taking that road?
But Mike, this road.
Why are we taking that road, Mark?
Because that's the major thoroughfare.
That's how you get there.
I don't want to go on that road.
It is the major thoroughfare.
Mike, when I
are we
going to
be doing it at night or in the daytime?
At night and as fast as we can.
We'll put blindfolders on you, Mike.
Yeah. After he's had a few drinks.
Well, that'll be fine. So that grade will take place like the first evening?
First evening.
Going toward. Fine with that one.
Going toward the last evening.
When I toured Graceland and they take you through Elvis's plane had a bed on it. And it had a seatbelt.
Yeah,
let's get you a seatbelt
for your
bed.
Strap you in,
and it's nice. It's wide. It actually kind of looked like one of the belts he would wear
just
in Vegas.
Just go slow,
absolutely,
but not so slow as to hamper our progress.
And
right.
Mike,
no, what?
Mike, I don't need any backseat driving from you.
You're gonna get. You know. You're gonna,
I know. I'm gonna get it.
You got owned.
Good luck with that.
You know what? I might. That's gonna be so hard. I really think Mr. French does not respond to pressure very well, as we've all seen.
Really?
This is not going to go well.
And why are you saying it's not going to go
look,
well?
I'm not into cocaine, but I'm going to get into it
next
week.
Oh, no.
Because I'm going to stay up and stand right next to him as he's driving.
I think he always should have somebody riding shotgun.
Fine.
Okay.
The shotgun seat?
You know what's going to happen?
Has a recliner.
We're all saying that.
I'm
saying, you know what's going to be like at 3 o'clock in the morning? Mm. There won't be one person that's going to be awake.
Then we end up like Gloria Estefan. Right.
Well, except for Oscar and I, who will be in the back going, you don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the backseat driving will come with, I think, your fourth beer.
You know what? sooner than that. All right, so you're set.
Safety first.
Do you feel confident?
Yes, I do.
And we should all take a look at it and know how to drive it in case you seize up or something like that.
Absolutely.
And so DirecTV, two bathrooms. Expand. Stop it. I hate it when you make sounds. Anyway, stop it. Stop it.
When, tell him how you really feel.
No, I mean, I'm always honest with him like he is with me. Yeah. So it expands the living room and everything is it's nice. It's
massive.
It's cool. That's cool. So when we get there.
This is the biggest RV I've ever been in, let me tell you.
Wow.
And, oh, and you know what Carla told me? You can park an RV at Walmart parking lot.
That's 24/7.
Yeah, that's true.
For free.
That's very cool. Right. Or at motels, I'm sure we can.
Sure. Yes. And, sure. Mike, the other thing is MC Ginsburg, Mark Ginsburg, has said if we want, we can park it at his place, at his house, where it's much more safe, it's secluded. So we could always do that for
that's
the weekend
option.
If
sure.
we needed to.
Yeah, yeah. I have a when we get to Iowa, I've got a better parking place that I've already negotiated.
Oh, good, oh,
really?
Good.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Anyway, yeah. so that's it. It's looking pretty good, and everything looks pretty in control, and I think it should be very, very special.
Can I throw you one thing about the game?
Yes, please do.
I found out where our seats are.
Okay.
In Kinnick, we're in section 130 in Kinnick, and it's what they call a black and gold game. Mm. And you have to choose your clothes based on your section. We're in a gold section, so you have to wear either yellow or gold shirt.
Yellow doesn't look good on you.
No, well, it gives you time. Either. Gives you time to find it.
Yep, that gives us time to find it. Everybody play by the rules. All right. That's it.
I can't wait to get a black t-shirt.
A gold sash.
Section 130 is actually...
What happens if you show up to the game and you're not wearing gold?
Tom Suter kills you with a machete.
No, but I mean, isn't that one of the... This really reminds me of like when Don and I did the Hoggettes thing.
Yes.
And we were really excited about being part of the Hoggettes. Uh-huh. And then we got there and we put the dresses on and then they started going over the rules.
No, there's not going to be any rules.
And I
rules.
Was like, Jesus
There's
Christ.
Not going to be any
You're
rules.
You're a grown man.
Oh, there's this kind of like, here's the thing you have to do to be a Hoggette.
Well, you shouldn't have gotten
the
excited.
First, that's the fact is that you know, there's no swearing, first of all. So we kind of slump our shoulders. No swearing. You're at a football game, for God's sake.
Damn it.
And then there's, now we don't drink in our section.
What?
And then the last one, and this one I said, I'm out of here. Said, this is a stand-up section. We stand for the entire game. That's
God.
Why you have seats, you retards.
Right.
And we got the hell out of
there. Well, there are no rules. I recommend you wear yellow if you want to fit in and be part of the spirit. It's just a big deal.
I'm all in.
For a black and gold game.
Something yellow.
Hey, yeah. Well, my goal is going to be to get out there and buy something yellow in the team colors.
You know, I
here.
Believe they sell some Hawkeye merchandise in the area of the stadium.
That's what I'm excited
really?
About.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we'll do.
That's what we absolutely.
I'll have
that's
to get a fitted shirt ordered today.
Yeah, something with thin stripes.
All right, we will take a brace. We'll come back and lots more to talk about on the show. I got a roast coming up. Buzz's nerves, which really don't apply anymore. I was thinking about Buzz in the trip, but Buzz is actually pretty in control.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So I
got to
line that out. Mark Ronick sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Chris Christie will be missed. I'm going on a TV show and fallout from my review of The Regulars. Want to find out if Oscar got any feedback
Napalm.
On that. We'll take a break and come right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. I am on the Jumpstart program again this week.
Very good.
Started it yesterday.
Mm.
4 pounds in a day. It's still
it's amazing.
Wow. Astonishes me the way that works. I mean, it really, really blows me away how that works. And, you know, I only killed two people.
That's noted.
You know, what we're talking about, this is the fasting portion of the Wait Not program. And it's just, it cleanses your body and you get to, you know, you get all the nastiness out of there and then you go on the regular rapid loss program and it is just so worthwhile. And I'm doing it again because I have been off it for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been through a lot. and I was in need of a quick fix to get back on track. And I am delighted to say I am back on track, and good. I love the Wait Not program. Good. Unbelievable results you can believe in, Rob Spiewak.
You know, the French have a word, Mike, and it's vente deux.
Vente deux?
You know what that means?
No. Vente deux.
22 pounds today.
Nice. Congratulations.
And you know what? It's not been 3 weeks yet.
No,
it's
wow.
amazing.
22 pounds in under 3 weeks? Yeah. Folks, I'll take it anytime. Yeah. It's yeah. great.
And the thing is, it improves the energy. It improves everything in your life. We have so many listeners that are on it. We like to send the Reuter family, mm-hmm.
yes.
also Tab Patterson, all the good people that are on Wait Not. If you would like to try this, or you know somebody that is overweight in your family mm-hmm. that you would like to get involved with Wait Not, it's WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Call 855-934-4486 or 855, that's Wait Not. That's the number you dial. RJ, where are you on the program?
I am at 93 pounds 93. Lost.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. We're going to have a party for you. Yeah. When you...
I, too, I'm starting the fast to go back into the weight, the rapid loss program.
The wow. jumpstart.
Wow. The jumpstart.
Right.
To continue my drive.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a stop. Kick.
He's doing.
Thank
he
you,
does,
Oscar.
He does.
I'm trying the hardest I can.
Oh,
God
no.
damn it.
He does.
It's, RJ, if I don't, just if
Oscar,
I don't
listen to me.
If I don't highlight, we all highlight our own maladies. Uh-huh. You know?
Maladies.
Maladies.
Highlight it. Highlight it.
You know what?
It's
this
the blind
is really,
leading the blind.
I love this Oscar, show so much.
Don't help me. Highlight it.
I love this show.
More ridicule.
This is really my.
Bring it on, Oscar. Bring it on. I'm with you.
When Oscar talks to RJ,
no, you're not. We're both laughing. Look at
I
us.
Have,
I'm laughing with you. Come on. Bring it on,
no,
God damn it.
You are mad.
Yes.
You're mad no. that I took away your king size bed.
No. It started oh. before we got out of there.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God.
His parking pass.
You know, it's great when they talk. It's like Mr. Strunk meeting Mr. White.
But Jesus. He won't look at me.
Oh.
I'm trying to get eye exchange
you're such
with
a nice guy. I can't.
Well, the first thing before the show, RJ comes in, and I gave RJ a little crap about some of our engineering issues that I was doing. So it started with that. So that set the table to him leading off the show, which he never does.
Right.
And then we go on the Wait Not commercial. But RJ, we love you. Hang in there.
Yeah.
You'll survive this. Trust me. Now I was
you might have
talk...
to put up a driver fund, Mike.
Yeah. I wanted to mention...
send him a professional.
I wanted to mention... Oh, did I bring that down here? I don't think
what
I
what you need, Mike?
No, I did. That? I did. Okay, good. I got a roast coming up here. Rob Spiewak is going to be roasting me along with Tony Perkins and Lowell Melser from Channel 11 up in Baltimore.
Yep.
Mark's
yep.
good friend. No, we've had enough negativity on this show.
Come right. on. Have we?
We Mark. Don't. Mark, I'm sorry.
Right. Mark, are you not gonna... we all point out our maladies.
No. Incidentally, we have to get a table. We have to get a table for the show.
Okay. I'll ask Lowell to do that first.
We have to get a table for the show. The National Capital Chapter of the National MS Society announces the third annual Halloweeny Roast, a fundraiser to raise money for National MS. Roasted that night will be Steve Swenson, the general manager of CBS Radio in Washington, D.C.
Oh, hey,
that's enough.
Did he just get here?
Hey,
how can
you.
They think of something bad to say about management at CBS We're, Radio?
Wait,
guess who's roasting him? Jim Farley from WTOP.
Wow, you won't need any
all these drill. Guys that are like these captains of industry and the unemployed DJ. I'm going to have
no,
a blast.
I
I'm going to be
shit-faced.
Hey! Yes.
I think it's reverse.
What's that?
If well, first of all,
you're
I,
the big
I,
name.
I know. I'm going to be there.
Right.
And I'm happy for you.
You're going to bring a hottie. Bring a hottie date.
Okay.
Yeah, make our table.
But what I want to what I'm saying is they should start the press release with Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who Steve Swanson
yeah.
is.
Right.
Steve
Unless
Swenson.
Whatever.
Exactly. See, he proves his point.
He will be roasted by Jim Farley of WTOP and Howard Baumstein. Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara podcast will be roasted by Tony Perkins and Mr. Rob Spiewak,
See,
and they didn't put Lowell Melser in there.
They're the famous guys.
Can I make
because
a
Lowell was the last minute of
I'd like to make a prediction that,
yes.
that Baumstein will live up to his name.
Yeah. That's don't start getting catty.
No,
because if
you're
you do
right.
that, it's bad
they
karma.
No one
you,
wants that.
And Eric Schuster,
not at a roast.
Eric Schuster from Comcast Sportsnet will be roasted by
I know Eric.
Phil Chenier and Fred Smoot. So
very,
he,
very
he's got the A-list roasters yeah. there. So that's a good
Eric thing. Is a great guy, a really nice guy.
Wonderful guy. Yeah. I know Eric well. This is a fundraising event to raise money for a great cause. Every nickel of the net proceeds goes towards research for a cure for MS and to help people locally who are living with MS with direct financial assistance. We ask people to tell funny stories about the roasties. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And so, the date?
The date.
Funny
the date,
story.
The event takes place on... You behave yourself. I don't even want to know.
It's family. It's right. Family-oriented.
Thank you. That's right.
Cruelty.
The event yes. takes place on Tuesday, October 25th, 2011. That's my anchor. Right. Mr. Spiewak right. is my
That's
anchor.
Right.
Couldn't do it any other way. Tuesday, October 25th at Pook's Hill Marriott in Bethesda from 6 till 8, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. It'll be a great night to remember, and that's it. So,
what night is it?
It is Tuesday night, and it is
October 25th.
I wish they had a number for tickets. I wish they did.
We'll have a link on the website.
Okay. We'll have a link on the website.
And
Very
Mike,
good.
As it gets closer to the roast, we want to make sure we dress appropriately for the weather. So if you need to know the weather.
Yes.
Call Mark,
right,
and he'll ask Lowell.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
Oh, and you have to wear gold.
When I read the press release today,
depends on our table.
When I read the press release today, and it had two roasters for each person, I said, "Oh my god!" I thought they said I needed three, and I'd gotten Lowell as my last minute because it went Angie Goff. And she had a thing at George Mason University. Then Howard Bernstein, who just basically flipped me off.
Right.
And then it was, you know, I said, well, how about Lowell? We'll do Lowell. And then I realized, oh, my God, only two roasters are mentioned. Maybe it's only two.
You got to drop Lowell now.
I checked with a guy.
Oh,
and
good.
It's still three.
Mark.
It's just they're working on confirming
I
their
see.
Others.
And each of us,
I think there might be a famous coach that Eric Schuster's trying to get involved.
And we're not.
Bruce Boudreau.
Right, we're not supposed to exceed 30 minutes, right? No, it's five, right?
That would be funny if you lingered longer.
Oh, I might exceed five. Just
so
a touch.
I'm excited about it. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Moving on, I had written down 2 days ago, Buzz, your nerves because of but it's really just it was the way you were talking about the schedule and where we had to be. But then I realized, like, right before the show, when you came on and you said, hey, we've got this, you just got your act together, and that's almost essential to have somebody kind of planning that area of things.
Yeah.
We don't want to be on the road at like 2 a.m.
Right, and go, where are we staying?
Knowing where we're going.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But just be aware of the fact, I wrote that down because I just don't want you getting twitchy.
Okay.
All right, very good. That's
it. There's going to be something on board that will prevent all twitching.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's on top of the fridge.
Hey, stop it. No, you've told every cop now between here and Iowa to be on the lookout for our RV.
Well, they
no,
can,
no, no.
But
I
Oscar just said earlier he's going to start doing cocaine on the bus.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I've got, you know what else I have?
Russian hookers.
Bananas will be on top of the fridge, and they're very calming.
I called into my doctor. I said, I'm going to need some Ambien.
Yeah. Oh, so there'll be pills too. Yeah. Great.
I will bring my Xanax.
Yeah.
I'm bringing fireworks.
We'll be there. We'll be arriving 10:30, probably pulling into the parking lot of KCJJ and getting off and just going, hello, I got it.
Yeah.
What I envision, we'll pull in front of KCJJ, the door on the RV will open, and you'll be choking me the way Homer chokes Bart Simpson.
Come here, boy. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're coming back Monday.
Right.
It's 6 days
together,
and we're doing two shows.
And we're doing
that's seriously that's how much downtime we're going to have.
And we're doing 3 days of shows before that, and then four days of shows after that. So we'll be essentially together for a total of 13 days without a break.
Well, you know, if
somebody's going to kill each other.
If the trip back is going exceptionally well, which I anticipate,
of course,
we could record a show on the trip back and have Tuesday.
Oh, you are the laziest man in the world. You are the laziest man.
People what they want.
Hey, if we have the
so that we would have Monday and Tuesday. So we had a Tuesday off. Is that what you want?
I'm saying a mental health day.
You're going to be jet lagged.
He is so funny.
You're going to want to.
Rob, if Rob
going to be a murder.
If Rob had his way, we would be like a game show. We would record every single show on Monday.
Bet your ass
for the entire week. That's the way we would do it.
2 weeks.
Some of our listeners are placing bets on which one of us will fly back.
I've already thought of it.
Now we've covered the RV and we've covered Road Trip 2011 almost entirely. There will be, hopefully, another major announcement concerning Road Trip 2011 on tomorrow's show, hopefully.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll be able to get that knocked out there. I wanted to cover this with Oscar yesterday because I was very, very snarky and jealous and mean and cruel to Tanner Cooley. Was very nice to Oscar about the show because I really do think the show looks good.
Yes,
but I was very jealous, insanely so, about Tanner Cooley being Oscar's, 15th effing partner that he's got, you know, in broadcasting. I mean, it's just, Oscar has more bases covered than, you know, the entire history of Major League Baseball.
Anyone who has had that many partners really should be checked for herpes.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a team player.
So yeah.
Just, yes, but every team.
Of teams, yeah.
Hey. Oscar, you can walk up to him and go, "You're fired." And he go, "Okay." "You're fired." "Okay." "You're fired." Okay. I'm not exaggerating with that number of times.
Let me give you
my
schedule this morning.
Okay.
I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, went for an hour run.
Yes.
Wow. And then went to Todd Moore's house.
Were you chasing a camera crew?
No, we recorded Tech 411.
That's now I love that show. That's a great show.
Very timely.
And you have to do that. You have to do that today with the whole iPhone.
We had to talk about the iPhone. It's now up on iTunes. Right. You can check it out on the website as well. And then I went straight to work, logs a couple hours at work, and now I'm here.
You're a workaholic.
Right.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a little preview before I get on the whole Tanner thing. Anything you can tease us with for Tech 411 about this brand new iPhone?
Absolutely.
And what, it's not the iPhone 5, right?
No, it's the iPhone 4S and all the details about the 4S. If you ever just want to be on the lowest common denominator and just understand what we're talking about, this is the episode to listen to.
Really?
It'll give you break down all the details of what is great and what is bad about this phone.
Cool. Ask you one question. I'm sure you covered it on the show, but we'll cover it here a little bit too. A little preview of Tech 411.
Very
My
good.
Question to you would be, I have the iPhone 4. Do I race out like a maniac
no.
and get the
nope.
iPhone
no,
4S?
No.
It ain't worth
no,
it.
No.
Okay. I call it the iPhone 4 SD.
No, I don't think that's even the case, to be honest with you.
Ah, but you know your iPhones too.
Yeah.
I would think, look, if... Thanks, if you're, Rob. It's the same car. They just put a V12 in it. You have a V8. They have a V12.
Right. So it's a faster computer.
More powerful.
It's a faster. Right. It's got a better camera, but nothing that makes the iPhone 4 user go to the next level.
So, in that regard, did Apple kind of S the bed? With
no, they
this
played.
Product?
It's their playbook. I think we all got hyped on it because it's been 15 months since they dropped a new hardware device for the iPhone. And we said, well, it's got to be the iPhone 5. But if you look at their playbook, they go iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, and then the 5.
And right. they did the same thing with the 3, right?
Yes.
Right.
If anything, more people are going to get the 4 because it's dropping down to $99.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be the next
through the contract.
Oh, boy. They're
and now, it's supposed to have a better antenna. And also, you can a lot of voice commands. You can say, should I wear a coat today? And it will answer you.
A virtual assistant.
Remind me to call my wife when I get off work. As you're driving home, it'll see that you've left work, and it knows your wife's number, and it will remind you to call her.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to spend $200 to call my wife.
Right.
When they say better camera, and I don't want to take all
it's
your 411
no,
stuff,
no.
but when they say better camera, does that mean, for example, something that I use my video camera, and I would love to have a zoom feature on my video
you
camera.
You can only do so much with the size of the lens, but the size of the actual picture you can take is up to 8 megapixels now.
Okay.
And you get HD high definition video with the 1080p.
Anything you want to add in
there? I was thinking, can't you zoom with the video camera in your 4 now? I can.
No, you can, but not to the extent that a real camera will let you do.
All right.
Wait, I don't think you can zoom with
I think what it is you can zoom before you start
recording. Zoom
recording.
Yes.
You can zoom. Right. Oh, really?
And then once you start recording, you can't zoom
static,
in and out.
Yeah.
So you can't zoom with the...
The one thing that I will say that it'll be covered in detail on Tech 401 is that the hardest thing to do is take a picture of something when you're on your phone because you have to open up the app.
Right.
They actually made it a one-button move to actually take a picture now, so it's easier to take a picture.
So you zoom. Oh, you zoom with that box. Yeah. That's right.
And you see, Mike's request is actually very simple because all he really wants to do is zoom, zoom, zoom in the boom,
zoom,
boom.
Zoom.
That's it.
If he can handle that, he'll
so
be
you
happy.
Guys, so overall, you're not a big fan of this product?
I'm one of those guys that runs out every time to get the new iPhone. And I, you know, this year I was thinking I probably should save the money anyway, but I say that every year when the new iPhone comes out. And this one, I'm just not compelled to go run out and get it.
It's underwhelming.
I probably won't run out either. I think if you've got the 200 and you're due for an upgrade, go for it.
All right, let me ask you this. Carrie hates her current phone. It's a Droid. She's dying to get out of it.
Yes.
So what she wanted to do is when the 5 comes out, let me get that, give her my old one. Is it worth it for that sort of maneuver?
That's fine, but what I would do is, you know, leave her in the lurch and wait till the 5 comes out in another year, and then you upgrade, and then you give her your 4.
Yeah, make the bitch wait.
There you go!
Yeah.
That's
wow.
right. All right, fallout from the show, your TV show.
I wanted to ask
the
you
regulars.
If you got any.
I don't know because I haven't really been all over Facebook.
Have you read any
in the
comments?
Last 24 hours? I haven't read a lot of why am I getting getting raked over the coals?
Let me say this: that first of all, the run you got, and I think I spoke to most of you. Thank you so much for promoting.
Bring
it.
Up any Facebook comments?
Okay, Oscar, and it looks beautiful. It's an amazing. It's an amazing reel.
Well produced and you did looking. Great.
Yeah, thank you so much. So the website again is theregulars.tv. If you get a chance to check that out, we've got links all over our sites. But more importantly, what was interesting to me was that some people agreed with you. Mm-hmm. And
well, wait a minute. Agreeing would indicate that I was, you know, doing it in such a way that I was being serious. And I was busting balls.
And then
I was doing.
The other people, some people were mad at you because they thought you were just being mean. So, you know, it's a 50-50.
You know what? And I was being mean.
It
and
was
I,
a mean ball busting, but what people don't get is that you were busting balls for the sake of busting balls.
Yeah, and Tanner, and nobody busts balls like Tanner.
Yeah, no, right. He's pretty good at it.
So that's...
What I think would be great is, when and just a little precursor, is that next week before we leave, the producer would like to come in.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so, very and then, good.
Swinging a baseball bat.
No,
I wasn't mean about the show.
No, I was
only mean to one guy, and that's the guy that's a job I wanted to take. So I was, and that meanness comes from a good, honest place.
It does.
Thank you.
True job.
Healthy.
But also, I like Tanner a lot.
And he is a ball buster. He gives as good as he gets.
Oh, he does.
And
he does.
I think what's going to be great after the fact is when we actually have Tanner in, that it's just going to be great to have that dynamic here.
That's right. He's the kind of guy that'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. I want the one thing I wanted to make sure, and I really just want to say this publicly. I want to make sure. I know Tanner. He's a nice enough guy. I don't know him well, and I want to make sure he's a young guy.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure he didn't take it seriously.
From my conversation, no. I think the only thing that was. Maybe it was probably.
I said one thing. I remember saying one thing was that was really nakedly that, cruel, you know, that I want to remove.
What we forget is
on his brother's coattails. That was really, really horrible. Yeah, it was. Although everybody thinks it
is what.
Wow, that was a good
listen
pause.
Listen to the silence in the room.
It's something we forget is that, you know what? He's not a broadcaster.
Right.
So
right.
For him to try something new like this, it's just something new for him.
Right. I feel his pain.
Look at Mark biting his tongue.
Yeah. So
we should. I don't want to go down this road again. Yeah.
So it's really for his efforts. I think that he did a pretty great job.
He did. And I think the show did look great. And you guys all got a chance.
Yes, he did.
That's good stuff. And just tell him, or I'll tell him personally.
Yeah, you'll be able to see him.
He knows that, and he does. He gives as good as he gets.
He does.
Yeah. He absolutely
especially
does.
When Rob's in the room.
And look, look at his life. Look at his life.
Oh no, I don't think
he's got everything in front of him.
Eye.
I got everything in back of me. Anyway, that's it. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by More Broadcasting's Football Beat Show. Now, let's say you're into football like Mr. RJ Diaz, a man who actually has been known to fly out on a weekend and catch 3 football games in a weekend.
He does it.
He'll check out the Football Beat Show and be up to speed on everything he knows he needs to know. Brings you the latest. Let me start again.
You mentioned my name. Look what happened.
I'm going to read it like it's written.
Do you have a malady?
Brought to you by More Broadcasting's Football Beat Show. Let's say you're into football like RJ. The Football Beat Show brings you the latest news and player information every Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Hosted by our good friend and Lou Tranquilli of VFDFantasyFootball.com. It's the Football Beat Show.
It is.
Podcast. Afternoons. Tuesday afternoons. I have punted this so bad.
No, I think it's good.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to just say it. We have this show.
We do.
It's called the Football Beat Show, hosted by a guy we know, our fantasy football guru, Mr. Lou Tranquilli.
Right.
He does it every single Tuesday. It's a Tuesday afternoon podcast, mm-hmm. available at morebroadcasting.com/football, and it's also available on iTunes.
Yep.
They talk fantasy, but they also talk regular nuts and bolts NFL.
Right.
And if you want to know anything about the NFL, you want to be up to speed on injury reports, on who's starting, who's not starting, what teams are up and coming, what teams are fading, that's what you want to check out. Mm-hmm. It is the Football Beat Show on the morebroadcasting.com network. So check it out, and we know you will like it.
You know who was his guest yesterday?
Who's that?
Mark Ronick.
Mark Ronick was
nice.
One of his sidelights, because everybody double dips in this world, mm-hmm. Mark Ronick's little sideline is that he's pretty active in the world of fantasy football.
He's a bookie.
And I have noticed,
bookie.
Let me ask you about this, because
sure.
I've noticed noticed that you, I've read a few comments where you're a little frustrated, where
I am.
Fantasy is being very bad to you this year.
I have a league that I've been participating in for 15 years.
Wow.
And normally I can compete in that league, but I'm like 0-4 now.
Wow. And you live it and breathe
and
it.
And I
right?
live it and breathe it. And I was so excited about my team coming in, yeah. and they're just essing the bed.
Who's your quarterback?
Tony Romo or Eli Manning, either one. Oof. I kind of switch off. They've both been doing okay lately. But,
just a big bag.
But,
of
you know,
okay.
I have Adrian Peterson, and he is not really doing anything at all.
All right. Yeah. Well, I wish you the best
Mark,
of luck.
How many Dolphin players you have on your team? They're 0-4 too, you know.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of Dolphins because you're a Dolphins fan?
No, I generally don't pick the players because they don't score points.
And your Dolphins not looking too good this year.
No.
Very sad. All right. Time to open up the audio
open
vault.
Open the thing, Mike.
Open the audio vault for Wednesday, October 5, 2011. Rob Spiewak, what do you have?
A quick greeting accompanied by an apology. Our favorite lesbians in Albuquerque.
Yes,
Caitlin and Christy Zink.
The Zink sisters.
They had their baby.
Oh, yeah, how's that possible?
In vitro.
Oh,
Mike, I used FedEx and helped them out. Oh. But the thing is based on the new Facebook,
paging Mr. Spiewak's goo. Mr. Spiewak's goo.
I did not see this until last night, and I still wouldn't have seen it if Christy hadn't tagged me in a post that said, I am disappointed in Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I felt so bad, so I just want to formally announce.
Yes. Mr. Thoughtful shoots the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addison Lee Zink was born Sunday, September 25th at 8:19 p.m. with a healthy weight, 7 pounds, 11 ounces, 21 inches, mother's and baby doing fine.
Very cool.
So
how's
congratulations.
His brother Copper doing? Zinc, copper, get it?
Everything but the zinc.
Out of your mineral joke.
Magnesium.
There you go.
Welcome aboard. Now, the kid already loves the show, I hear. Now, good news. Yeah. We are working with Mike O'Mara Show Labs, which is actually Tab Patterson, to get the TomTom system ready
okay.
for your nav system.
Our navigation yes. voices.
Hey, does the RV have a nav, RJ?
No, it doesn't. We have to provide one.
But my phone has one.
We have eight navs. All of us right. have a navigation on our phone.
What?
Yeah.
the trip is off.
What a
seems
effing
little...
jip.
It's
a jip.
It's
welcome
an older
to
RV, isn't it?
1970.
Really. I think it's 10 years old.
No, it's not. I think it's 2006.
You know what? I really think that the MapQuest app for iPhone is better than the nav in my car.
Okay. I agree.
Very good. All
right. But not TomTom and Garmin.
TomTom.
Because those are great.
Those are even better.
TomTom's absolutely.
Those are better than the ones in the car.
TomTom's amazing.
So TomTom is great. We're going to have our voices ready for it as soon as we can get in the studio. And guess who's coming on board? New voice coming up at on our website.
Who that?
You can have Dude Walker voice your nav.
Wow. That's yep. very, very
that
exciting.
So stay tuned to MikeOMaraShow.com for details. Here's a little sneak preview of what I did for the TomTom.
All right.
After 200 yards, turn right. Then turn right. Only you could get lost with a nav system. Turn the car around as soon as possible. After 400 yards, take the ferry. If your tires stay dry, you did it right. Fare ye the way of the right-hand exit. Okay, be ready, America. After 800 yards, leave the highway. You can use the exit up here on the right. Then, turn left. After 400 yards, cross the traffic circle.
All right, here's my
great
question.
Job.
Yeah,
anyway,
it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's my question about our nav voices.
Yeah.
On our navs, how many times if somebody's legitimately using our navs are we going to be in? You know, I could just hear this conversation between a husband and a wife. You know, if you use like the regular nav instead of your
yes.
silly little stupid radio friends, maybe we wouldn't be lost.
Yeah.
Then we've done our job.
That is such a great point.
When we're lost, the voice of Rob Spiewak really doesn't help the situation.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, Rob's making a joke. Does he want me to turn right or is he making a joke? He said
kidding.
Something about the tires getting wet.
Now, I know you watched Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yep.
Did you hear what Nancy Grace did?
What?
What?
Yep.
How's that?
Yep.
After her nipple slip,
yes.
rumor is that Nancy Grace farted last night
yes.
on Dancing
yes.
with the Stars.
It's all the talk.
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, let's go. What you want to hear her is after she uses the phrase, so big. Here is Nancy Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars.
Do you think he did them proud tonight?
I hope so. I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big.
Well, let's see if the judges can give us something to smile about after this emotional night.
Is that shtick?
No,
it's
real.
No,
that's
real.
The pure audio from Channel 7 last night, ABC.
Whoa. Wait a minute. That sounds like somebody dubbed in a far. Play it again.
No, that was on ABC.
Did you bring up the volume a little so we could hear it? Or
pure. That's
really?
Pure, man.
Do you think he did them proud tonight? I hope so. I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big.
Well, let's see if the judges can give us something to smile about after this very emotional night.
It's a tight dress,
of course,
Mike.
Please.
Play it again. Play it again.
It's an extraordinarily tight dress. What a good broadcaster might do is just isolate the sound.
It's so big.
And you know what the funny thing is, though? This horrible broadcaster, yes. Nancy Grace, is now... Her whole show is Dancing with the Stars now.
Right. That's it.
Right. She's gone from because little Kaylee, you know, is no longer in the picture.
Right.
And so what she's doing is she's now using every night. This woman does no show.
No.
She does no show whatsoever. There are not guests. Mm-hmm. All she does is she brings on one theme
and pounds it into oblivion. She says happy birthday to single mothers. She likes that. And you know, how big of a deal is that, Nancy?
So big.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Man.
Thought you might like that.
That's the best of the month right there.
She did take a moment on Inside Edition to weigh in on the Amanda Knox thing. Yeah, okay. You want to know her opinion of that?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Because you know what? She's got no shortage of opinions.
Okay.
They're reminding me to speak in English.
Oh, forgive me. Wrong cut. This is Nancy Grace on Amanda Knox.
Very disturbed because I think it is a huge miscarriage of justice. I believe while Amanda Knox did not wield the knife herself, I think that she was there with her boyfriend and that he did the deed and that she egged him on.
But
what?
Wow. You know what?
That's a wild card.
She's
right
allowed
there.
To have her opinion, but is it responsible to say that?
No.
I mean,
no,
she wasn't there. She's not following the case any more than you or I.
Especially since I'm hearing forensic evidence that that really completely exonerates this woman. This one, boy, is anybody like me when you see Amanda Knox and you see the press conference that although your heart just wants to say, man, I feel for this girl. That there's just that tiny part of you going, but what if...
You wonder.
Is it like the TV movie where she walks into her room and looks in the mirror and goes... Wah. And the evil smile crosses her face?
Yeah, but you know what? If there's a tremor of doubt, just a glimmer, you can't keep her over there.
No, but you look at that girl, and she does... I'll tell you, she's the greatest actress in the history of the world.
She's guilty.
Yeah, if she's guilty.
Of being hot.
It's the eyebrows.
Yeah. It is
We need to look into those. Inside Edition and doing some hard-hitting journalism, we all saw a man to break down at the press conference, I'm sure.
Right.
But Inside Edition took it to the next level and found video of Amanda Knox singing. So if you want to know how she sings, here's her singing a song from Savage Garden.
I want to live like this forever.
Not bad.
Until the sky falls down on me.
So if you want to know what she can do, maybe she can be a singer.
Why does Nancy Grace say that?
I know. That troubled me too.
That's troubling.
Well, maybe she's deflecting.
The fart?
Off her fart?
Yeah, right.
Let's do that. See if that fart needs to be deflected again, Rob.
How big of a mistake was it, Nancy Grace, to comment on the Amanda Knox case?
So big.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
According to TMZ...
I'm like a child. I could listen to that 50 times.
TMZ says that she claims that she's been framed
from
the fart mystery, but the all the contestants that were sitting behind her stand firm that they believe that she did fart.
And you know
all the other contestants?
Yes.
So that means she's not popular with her fellow contestants.
All the people on that show, and I know them just from glancing at it, I would say her farts are the worst, even worse than Chaz Bono.
Gotta be worse. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Because you know what? They're fueled by the hot smell of hate.
That's right. I applaud that, Rob Spiewak.
Well said.
But I'm just theorizing. Okay, this is a real... Let's run through these real quick then. Okay. We were on top of this. This is all over the internet, all over Facebook. Now, you remember the No Cat?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, you were first with that one.
Well, of course it's been... auto-tuned. And of course, there's a hip-hop version, Mike.
Oscar's like a little tarred when the auto-tune comes
on. He loves it. Here's Hip-Hop Cat.
Decent beat.
And of course,
that's cat scratching.
Let us close with my favorite remix, the Amy Winehouse mix.
Oh dear.
Try to make me go to rehab. I said.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio
great ball. Job.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and the News right after that. It's a great audio ball, Rob. Welcome back to MikeO'Mara's show.com. I want to remind everybody, I should really know my schedule better.
How's that?
What TV show am I going to be on?
You're going to be on
that same one that I was on last year.
The X Factor.
Same one as last year. Mark Seagraves on Channel 50. Mm-hmm.
What, does he only like to interview me like right after I've been fired?
I guess so. Yeah, well, every last time you had been out of it for, it was 100 shows. When he came in, it was our 100th
show
anniversary.
This is good pub for the show, and we're very grateful for
it's
that.
It's good pub for the show. I'm going to their studio.
Yeah. Yes.
Where they do this. What, do I have any particular, isn't it funny how I don't know my own life? I asked Mark.
You have to wear yellow.
Yeah.
All right, here's the main question before we get to Buzz in the News. Baseball cap or not baseball cap?
Oh, no.
No.
No cap.
No baseball cap?
Because it's basically a news magazine show.
Right. Yeah.
So you want to look distinguished.
Well, I'm not going to look distinguished with my curly shuffle hair.
No, you
You're
actually
fine.
Look
darken,
good.
Darken your eyebrows.
Mike, I actually think you look good.
Yeah,
I do short hair?
Yeah.
All right, then I will not wear a baseball cap. I will defer to you gentlemen. Is there, and there's no angle on this? Because I did the same thing a year ago. Yeah, I'm out there again.
Wear a yarmulke.
I think the angle is he wants to talk about kind of the state of radio today and the future of where you believe you think it's going to go.
Okay, very good.
I have no opinions on that subject.
Good stuff. Let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
A couple of random notes really fast. It's supposed to be a great autumn color-wise here in the Northeast because the rains we got from Hurricane Irene.
You know, I am so, I'm more ready for it this year than I ever have been.
This day, October 5th, is the most common birthday of the year.
I've heard this.
We don't have any birthdays for this date, but it's exactly 9 months ago tonight was New Year's Eve. So that's how that works.
Actually, no, if you go exactly 9 months, it's the 30th of September. That's when Robert was born. Hey, now.
Really?
Yeah.
And Modern Family is back tonight, Sexy along with time. The premiere of American Horror Story on FX. So if you're interested in that, tonight's the night to set the DVR for that.
Got my DVR set for American Horror Story. Good. I love the way they're promoting this thing. I hope it's not a letdown.
Me too.
I think Jessica Lange is, you know, is so brilliant to be making this transition in her career, not only to television, but also to doing the kind of Joan Crawford, Betty Davis thing.
Will
where she's
be
the
wearing
evil.
The best costume of the day?
You know what? Would you not agree?
That
though?
Was a great turning stone for
don't
her.
Don't you think that she has gone?
Yeah.
A lot of actresses just can't accept the fact that they're aging and they don't do the transition
she
very
did it
well.
Perfectly.
Jessica Lange, who was, I mean, I remember King Kong when she was turbo hottie. And she's made this transition in her career and it's terrific.
One other big TV thing tonight, it means a lot to me, on HBO, Scorsese's two-part documentary on George Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very
part cool. Part one tonight, part two tomorrow. Access to George Harrison's personal archive, first time ever.
If I can divert for a second here, digress for a moment, Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
I love it.
I know.
But boy, you gotta get a compass to keep track of
it. It's tough
as an episode you're after.
Well, you know, you really have to. And not only, I find myself now having to go back and rewatch Sons of Anarchy just to track all the different stuff that's going on. You know, with this whole Clay finding the letters thing, it's just
that's
nuts.
With so many TV shows now. You know, I'm the same way
complex.
With Boardwalk Empire.
Right.
What happened to Quincy? You could watch Quincy while you were doing something.
I know.
You could follow Quincy.
Very, very
simple
complex.
Stories.
Very. Right now, the top of my food chain is far as a show that just delivers every week, I'm digging me the Good Wife. I love the Good Wife
program.
On CBS.
Yeah.
Terrific
I love it
show.
Too. We're brought to you the news today by Colgan Power Sports. Colgan Power Sports is your pro Yamaha dealer with at or below invoice deals on all motorcycles and ATVs. Colgan also features parts and service on all makes and models, plus free pickup and delivery on any service job. That's huge. In fact, mention TMOS and get 20% off all parts and accessories. Colgan Power Sports is open Tuesday through Saturday, but you can shop their showroom anytime at ColganPowerSports.com. You'll find their Manassas address, phone number, and email there too, ColganPowerSports.com.
Do you know how big their showroom is?
How big is it?
So big.
It is.
I'm sure they appreciate being associated with that,
You know
Rob.
What I love about Spiewak?
Yeah.
Is he puts his comedy before everything.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, they do sell exhaust systems.
Nice save,
Buzz. Kick save
nice
the beauty.
Very good.
Never mind eating the rich. We would eat each other if it came to that. A new survey shows that two out of five of us us would rather see a coworker fired than to take a pay cut ourselves.
So long, Mark.
It also found that nearly 3 out of 5 of us would rather give up our office's green efforts than give up the coffee machine. As for workers, what they would be willing to give up to save costs at the company, they said they'd take shorter lunch breaks. Giving up smoke breaks came in second on that list.
That's funny. People are all the same.
Yeah, and selfish.
And you know what? I hate the green effort.
You do?
I really do.
Why do you hate the green effort?
Carrie recycles all this stuff. Can't we just throw it away? Really?
I would have said that. I watched a program when I was channel surfing, I believe it was yesterday, called Oceans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you watch that, you will change your mind. Yeah. You are that affected by cinema, and I know if you watch that...
All right, let me say
amazing,
this.
Some of the most amazing photography of the ocean, including the bad part. When you see the satellite...
Do you want to see my bad part?
When you see the satellite shot of the pollution going out into the ecosystem, it will blow your mind.
Okay, I'll give you
bottles.
And
then you see, like, this beautiful sea lion that's on the bottom of this crappy little inlet where they're shopping carts and plastic bottles and everything.
All right, I'll give you bottles, glass, I'll give you cans, but what I hate is if I throw away like the box that macaroni and cheese comes in.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about recycling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I understand what you're saying about recycling. Yeah. You know, and I wish I was better at it, right. And I'm not going to talk the talk unless I walk the walk.
Yeah, who recycles?
You know, it's recycling is
we're two bins
my
a
neighbor,
week.
My wonderful neighbor Richard recycles.
Yes.
And he's got his one bag. I am more jealous of their trash every Wednesday.
Why?
Because you look at my house, and it's like, it's seriously like the Clampets moved in on trash day. You've got 40 bags. You've got different things sitting
shapes
on top of the trash. You've got plastic. You've got this. Then you look at
carcasses.
Richard comes down with his 2 bags of trash
yes.
and his perfect bucket of the same items that are recycled every single week.
You know why, Mike? Because you, my friend, you are getting more out of life.
And when my kids are here, all bets are off.
Oh, I understand.
There is
that.
More trash that's generated.
Oh,
I've got full trash. My trash is always brimming full.
I've got a saving grace in D.C. Huh?
What's that?
My building doesn't recycle.
Really?
There you go.
And I said, you know what? I probably will recycle otherwise.
Killing
the dolphins. You know what? I've got a saving grace.
So big.
A very brief update today.
Thank you,
Oscar. On the workers versus Wall Street battle. More big unions joining the fight, adding their support. Not surprisingly, that includes America's biggest union for public workers, AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Now that Chris Christie's out of the race, your Republican frontrunners, according to the latest polls, are Mitt Romney and Herman Cain. Yes, the godfather of Godfather's Pizza is now tied for first or darn close to it in a number of polls.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Whether it's Cain or Christie or Romney or Bachman, I don't care.
Whatever happened to Godfather's Pizza?
It was good. Toppings underneath the cheese.
That's a hell of a good question.
Let me tell you why that's a good question. Yeah. Because the fact is, all you hear about this dude is that he was the head of Godfather's Pizza. And where the hell is Godfather's Pizza?
Sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah. Is the company even in business?
I think so.
No, but I don't see him around here.
I think Chris Christie ate it all.
Chris Christie. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I don't care. He doesn't care.
My favorite part is here.
Ding, ding, ding. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Bing, ding, 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 ding. One more time.
Oh, that is Kevin Meaney,
funny
our
man.
Friend
we
Kevin Meaney, good guy.
Love to have him back.
Yep.
When you combine the weak economy and our frustration with Washington politics, what you get is fewer campaign donations for both political parties.
Good.
So far, some of the lowest totals in modern history.
Good.
Donations down as much as 25%.
Happy about that.
Now, a weak economy might also be one of the reasons the number of drunken driving cases is down. DUIs down by nearly a third in the past 5 years to their lowest point since 1993.
That's good.
I've given it up.
Good. Good for you, Rob.
Congratulations, Rob.
But don't roll out the mission accomplished banner yet. Every day last year, more than 300,000 Americans did continue to drive under the influence. And by the way, West Virginia liquor stores will be open this coming Tuesday. It's the first time alcohol sales have been allowed on an election day in that state. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah.
And since you had those statistics, Buzz, may I say from the bottom of my heart, RJ, thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, RJ.
Seriously, I mean that, and he knows that.
He hasn't Absolutely. Stayed sober for the trip yet.
No, I think RJ is responsible for me driving sober my entire life.
Good. Hey, well, that's right. Yeah,
that's how he became your butler. Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. No better designated driver in the whole wide world.
That's how Mr. French got started.
That's how Mr. French got started, and he's heard all of my rants, too.
I'm sure he
You guys
has.
Think I'm good on this show? You should hear me in the car at 3 o'clock in the morning after a band gig. Sorry, I was a powerful
Just like that.
My wives leave me.
And then there's silence because he falls asleep.
That's right.
The many moods of Mike O'Mara.
Oh, absolutely.
A little more TV news. The Playboy Club is the first new show of the season to be canceled.
Bye-bye.
After only 3 episodes. The time slot will ultimately be filled, by the way, Oscar, with a new news magazine from NBC's Brian Williams. Yeah. The Parents Television Council, by the way, offended by bunny suits, says it's pleased by the cancellation of the
Playboy Club.
Why
don't they shut the hell up? Right. Really, I don't
it
mind.
It wasn't sexy. That show was boring.
Yeah, the fact that Parents Television Council is like they've accomplished something. No, the fact is you put the Playboy show on Showtime and you show nipples in every single scene.
And banging.
And call and it lots of banging.
Yeah, and call it the Playboy show.
I really, why not?
Right.
Yeah. How about you resurrect that show on, who's the idiot? Oh, the Playboy
Dexter's sexier.
Why are we still in America? Sexter. Why are we still offering up things that's like, oh, here it is. Ooh, sexy. It's not sexy it's on regular not. Television.
Yeah, and it's just a rehash of Mad Men. We talked about that fact. And by the way, they're making a movie of Mr. Ed, so your dreams have been answered.
God.
Two and a Half Men lost about 8 million viewers from the first week to the second of this new season, but is still the most popular show on TV.
So they win.
Simon Cowell, meanwhile, is playing it cool about the chilly reception his new X Factor has gotten, even with 12 million people watching, quoting Simon, "I'm not going to lie, I wanted 20 million. But I'm as happy as I've ever been."
I don't know. That show, I watch it, and then, Buzz, I said to you last week when I looked at it very quickly that I didn't, and then I go back and I watch it again, and I get compelled with it again. Yeah. They've got some very interesting characters on
that
show.
It's that type of show.
I'll tell you what I love about this show.
Okay, what?
The judging panel compared to American Idol
so much better,
is so superior. Mm-hmm. This guy, L.A. Reid, you want to talk about... Yeah. A guy that I would love to hang out with. This guy is the personification of cool and class. And that's one of the, and he's a brilliant guy, too. I think he's a brilliant guy when it comes to music. And I think that's what makes it interesting to me. You know, when he says things like, "I could work with you."
Yes.
You imagine that if you're on stage and you hear a guy L.A. Reid say that. I really love him. This Nicole, what's her last?
Scherzinger.
She is so smoking hotter than anything that's ever been on Idol.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Paula being her goofy, druggy Paula and Simon.
Yeah.
That's where the show does well for me.
What's so cool about L.A. Reid is if you went up to a young singer and said, "I could work with you," you'd be arrested.
Right, exactly.
He has been.
He's incredible.
Finally, "Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not throw the Bible at your son's girlfriend." From the Home Office in Florida, a woman suspected her son's girlfriend had stolen some jewelry, so she threw the book at her, the good book, the big heavy book. The son says his mom threw the Bible from 10 or 15 feet away, striking his girlfriend in the head. God. Mom says it was an accident. She says she just swung around with the Bible while the girlfriend was catching all of this on video.
Was the bigger? What was the size of the Bible, Nancy?
How big was it?
How big was it?
So big.
Wow, that would hurt.
The congregation may be seated, please.
Yes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you, everybody. Our show today brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage, same security as your bank. iConfidential, the safe way to organize, access, and share your files, pictures, and music anywhere. Use our code TMOS. To get the first month free. After that, $7.95 a month. Store your files, grab them anywhere. 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important stuff available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. Well, we're getting closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are officially 1 week away from Road Trip 2011.
Yeah.
Details to follow.
Yeah.
Big news tomorrow. Ooh. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Road Trip.
So big.